Blog Talk Radio. the high. What you say to me,
I need you to be strong. I need you to be
you gotta stand up. Beauty enough, full of power. Your voice is beauty enough. Oh, really?
Cross, I believe, is mighty to save.
Yeah. Good evening. Welcome to One Kiss Radio. Sean Davis, your host. All right, tonight we're going to talk briefly about investment clubs. First, what is an investment club? An investment club is basically just a group of people who have been running in resources and they make investments. Investment club is sometimes, well, usually it's organized as some type of partnership because you have to have some kind of legal formation, because if you're putting your money together into investments, there has to be something legal that says this person has this much, this person has that much. That's why it's set it up that way to eliminate any kind of fighting or down the road. You just can't, shake on it or have a verbal agreement because it's money and investments involved, so try to organize as a partnership. That way, the equity stakes are spelled out in advance. And what it is, a group collectively, they get together, they study different investments, whether it's stocks, bonds, currency, gold, and they decide whether to buy or sell, and they pull their resources. So they would contribute a certain amount of money every month to the investment club. And, it's a good way to, if you don't have a lot of money on your own, get with some other people, you pull your money together, and you might be able to afford, expensive stock like Apple or what's another expensive one? I guess Apple, like Google. Google's very expensive, so you may want to put together an investment club to be able to tackle something like that. Now, how do we start an investment club? Let's see. I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory. You need to get together with some like individuals and decide that you want to pull your resources and start investing. There's some steps that you can follow. But then, like I said, the first one, you want to start talking to people, friends, whatever, see who's interested. You want to get at least 10 to 15 people. But, you can go as low as 6, maybe, no more than 20. If you don't have, too few people, you won't have that much money to invest. And too many, you'll have problems deciding on what to invest in, that sort of thing. So, don't worry about it. No one really knows a lot, because you can learn together and, there's resources on the internet, books, all kinds of things to get started. You want to, decide on a place where you want to meet, discuss your investments, and you also want to decide how you're going to be organized. Like I said earlier, you probably want to do a partnership, some type of limited partnership or something like that. And you want to try to make sure your risk clips similar, or, you know, investment goals, you know. There's people that want the same things that you do. That you don't have to be exactly the same, but similar enough to avoid any kind of problems down the road. And then next, you want to agree on the minimum monthly amount that you're all going to contribute to this investment club. So like, you know, maybe like everybody puts in $25. That's reasonable, not too much. And then, you know, if you have 10 people putting in $25, that's $250 a month. That, you know, it's going to quickly add up. But, you know, maybe some people can, you know, if you do 40, that's even better. But imagine if you had 20 people doing 25, that's $500 a month. That's, you're really going to get somewhere quick with just $25 a month per person. So, and basically, you want to, you know, kind of decide on your investment philosophy, whether you're going to be a value investment club or maybe something more technical, or, you know, value investing is looking at the company as a whole and the fundamentals and seeing, you know, and basically the buy and hold till, you know, stock appreciates. Technical analysis, basically just looking at the, you know, historical, the way the price, the averages, the moving averages and that, whether or not the stock might go up or down based on the averages of the past and the trends and that sort of thing. You know, it depends what, you really can't say which one's better than the other because, you know, sometimes value, you know, seems to be better, sometimes tech approach seems to be better, but different approaches, you know, depends what the majority of the group at least feels they want to go for. And, you know, another good idea is maybe agree on references or whatever, common references or instructions you want to refer to, whether it's something Yahoo Finance or, you know, Mergent or something like that. You refer to about stock tips and that sort of thing. And basically, you know, like I said, you want to pick a place where you want to meet, where you can talk, and, you know, you probably don't want to do it in the library because you can't really talk, it's so loud. Maybe, you know, a cafe like Barnes & Noble type of thing might be best. It's, you can talk, it's semi-quiet, and, you know, you have access to books, other resources. And finally, probably you just want to pick a name for your group. And then, like I said, you want to create a legal entity, like some type of partnership, and then, you know, you can go for there and decide how many times, how often you want to meet, whether it's once a week or once every 2 weeks, once a month. You know, but you got to keep your, and make sure everybody contributes regular, you know, once a month. That has to be mandatory. So, I mean, those are some basic tips to get started in an investment club. Many other ways you can go with it, but, you know, it's not food for thought. So, you know, I think it's a good idea because it helps, you know, people that don't normally not have a lot of money to start investing to pull the resources of like-minded individuals, and you'd be surprised how quickly you can accumulate stock and, you know, reap the benefits. All right, hope that was helpful. I mean, it's just an introduction. It's not inclusive or anything, but, you know, it's ideas. What I'm showing is that, you know, introduction to investing and just getting off the ground. So as you do it and you read more and learn more, you'll do more complicated types of investments, but, you know, you gotta walk before you can run, so to speak. Okay, unfortunately, we don't have any callers this evening. So I think I'm gonna end the show a little early, all right? Hopefully, someone will tune in and listen to the recording and, you know, pick up some ideas. All right. Thanks again. Sean Davis signing off for Mindcast. Bye-bye.